بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The verse in Surah Al-Imran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Usually we learn the first part of it, which is you are a nation, you are the best of all nations. But the second part of it is actually something that sometimes we don't really focus on. أخرجت للناس, raised for mankind. You are the best nation, raised for mankind. What does that mean? Basically, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a role to benefit others, serve other people as well, guide people towards the truth and good, and help prevent them from going towards bad. You see, when we serve others, there are three main components in how we can serve others with. Number one, time. Everyone is busy nowadays. No one's got time. You know, we are all running around and always, you know, something or another comes in the way. And to give time nowadays is also a way of serving people. Imagine someone calls you or requests some advice from you. You might be that person. You might be that person who is the ease in their difficulty. You might be that person that Allah is giving an opportunity to become that ease, to become that person who gives words of comfort, or even a smile, or even a hug. And that person, it's going to make a huge impact. Number two, we can also serve others with our wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses some, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests some people. If we have been blessed with wealth, then we need to share that. We need to give in sadaqah. We need to know that Allah has given me such a role and blessed me to give money and wealth and charity to the needy. And number three, another way we can serve others is with knowledge. Knowledge. Every day we might be at work helping others, giving our knowledge that we have, passing it down to the next generation, our children, our family members. At work, of course, there might be skills that we might be teaching our employers and employees. So again, this is a way we can serve other people as well. So we can even extend this servitude, and we can extend us benefiting others to the animal kingdom and the environment as well. We have a collective responsibility to look after our planet. Allah, when He was about to create Adam, He asks the angel, and He tells the angel, and He says, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." I am about to make. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi. On this earth, I am about to make a steward. So Allah has given us the responsibility to protect, to look after the world around us and the people as well. So we are serving Allah by serving Allah's creation.